open your eyes.
If you are wondering why everything going on in the world feels so terribly off, then you have come to the right place. A veil has been put over the eyes of humanity. Evil people in high places have been hiding the truth in plain sight and building a false reality on lies and deception for far too long. And now, their time is coming to an end. It's time to fight back, to wake up, and to begin an uprising. Now is a time for judgment.
This is a time for judgment. Welcome to today's show. California continues to be one of the main testing grounds for everything that's going to be New World Order. It's pretty much a communist state in a sense. They have run people out of that state who are not willing to comply with some of the most ridiculous restrictions that have been put on anyone in this country, maybe in its history. And don't give me some of this stuff about, well, you know, these people had a press and all this stuff. They're literally taking people's livelihoods away and have been for quite some time if people weren't complying with mandates that they were pushing. And at the same time, now we see California, of course, pushing the agenda to ban gas-powered cars and forcing everyone to go electric. What else do we see? Well, we see them using HAARP clearly all over California to flood it out. Again, to destroy and rebuild and to also push all of these green New World Order agendas. This is going to literally be the first big green state. It's going to be nothing but liberals. There are not going to be any people there who have, you know, it's going to be Babylon, really. Like there's a new movie, right, about Babylon. No, it's not about Babylon, but it's called Babylon. It's about Hollywood. Well, all the people who are going to remain in that state are obviously going to be enslaved to the system. So Gavin Newsom, if you're not familiar, this guy is one of the worst human beings to ever walk the earth. This guy gets me so irritated just looking at him. California is probably one of the most beautiful states, the most desirable state to live in. If you've never been to California, take out LA and that part of it. It is a beautiful state. The national parks are beautiful. There's Sequoia National Park. There's Yosemite National Park. It's just a beautiful state as long as you stay away from the cesspool that is Los Angeles. And they're destroying it. And one of the ways they're destroying it and they're bringing in the New World Order, in addition to the ones I mentioned, is that they're going to go digital with everything. Now they are the next to move into the digital ID. And again, this will obviously have to do eventually with your digital passport, which will be everything. This will all be inside of you. Your digital license, your digital passport, your status of you know what, taking a certain something, your medical records, your social security, everything will be in this. And these are the first steps that they're taking. So Newsom has announced that they're going to do it bigger and better than everyone else.
We'll get under the hood on some of these big IT projects. And that includes, by the way, the work we continue to do at the DMV. And know this, in just a matter of months, we're finally going to have those digital wallets where you can get your driver's license on a digital wallet. And we're going to do it like no other state has done it. And there's only a few that have, but there's issues. Ours, we think, will be the next level. We're so excited about what the DMV can look like. And, you know, progress has been made there the last few years. With humility, I say that, pending, you know, whatever new analysis of some of the challenges. And
so this is not a good thing. And I'll show you where this is leading, because not only are they doing digital licenses, which I know some of you are like, well, that kind of has already been out there. Well, of course, they've been desensitizing people to it. They've released it in certain states. And I believe, you know, a lot of the states, Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland are the three that currently have it. So it's not a surprise that California is going to be doing it next. But they rolled it out there to test it out, to see how it worked, to see how many people will comply. Now the bigger states are going to get on board. Apple announced that Georgia, Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah were all in talks with the company to establish digital IDs in the tech giant's Apple Wallet. So the way that they're going to get people to start getting everything online. Remember, it's not just about, one of the main reasons people don't understand they want everything digital is so that they can have full, they can monitor everything fully, completely. Your digital ID, all this stuff will be in their control, under their control, being able to monitor you and follow you. And people are like, well, you know, what do you mean they'll follow you? Well, California's also released the digital license plate, if you haven't heard about this nonsense. And on top of getting, like when you think about your license plate, which I'm sure you never think about, right? Who does? So think about it for a second, your license plate, right? Who cares, right? Is it probably what you think? What's the number? Who cares? Well, they want people to actually pay $200 a year to have a digital license plate. What's a digital license plate? Well, take a look.
Metal license plates could become a thing of the past. California is now allowing drivers the choice to use digital license plates. Supporters say it will make life easier by allowing customization and registration renewal without walking into a DMV. The plates will display messages regarding emergency situations. For example, if the car is stolen or if there's an Amber Alert, it will also have built-in tracking technology. However, critics argue that the digital plates are an invasion of privacy.
Any time that, our CHP, or we feel like safety is a concern in terms of license plates being altered in any kind of way, they can pull that back and make sure that that is taken care of before it's continued use.
The plates are available now and can be purchased for $19.95 a month or $200 a year with a four-year agreement.
So this digital license plate will be fully tracked. There will be no privacy. So we can look at it and we can say, well, with your phone and all these other things. Well, every single possible way that they can have surveillance and tracking over you, which includes having cameras in your car, which is coming very soon, is what their plan is going to be. Now, it's funny that, as they're talking about the digital ID, that this story's out there floating around, that hackers gained access to California's digital license plates. Web developers exposed weaknesses that could have compromised real-time location tracking and private ownership info. A team of web developers found numerous security issues in California's digital license plate carrier. Do license plates really need to be hard metal? It's 2023, after all, and at least three states in the U.S. have answered that very question by legalizing digital license plates. California is the latest adopter of the technology, following Arizona, Michigan, and Texas in launching its own digital license plate program in October. But residents should think twice before opting into the new technology. That's because a team of web security researchers found weaknesses in the software built into the Reviver Supply California license plates, the company leading the push for digital plates. Thanks to the SIM card found in the plates, these web security experts were able to easily hack into the administrative back end of the Reviver. And again, the same thing with your digital ID. All of these things are going to be easily hackable, including you as a human being. That's what this will end with, right? With your genetic code being hacked, you being hacked as a human, you no longer being human. So once the team established full administrative access, they could see the details of every user's account, including vehicle type and physical address. Every vehicle with a Reviver plate, which is just a digital plate, could also be tracked by GPS in real time, and the hackers could change or add any slogan to the plate. Additionally, the security function of the plates that label the car as stolen could be abused, allowing hackers to mislabel the vehicle as stolen at a moment's notice. Oh, great. So in other words, someone like me or you, who they will be considered enemies of the state in the future because we will not comply with this system that is coming, this communist enslavement system, this mark of the beast system. So when you don't comply to it, say you're just in a car. Say they force you, say you're somebody, because I would never have a digital plate. I'd rather be 6 feet under, because not just because of what I know it leads to in privacy and stuff. It's just, to me, it's flat out gay. So I would never ever be caught dead in one. But let's just say you're a normal civilian and you're following all the protocols of the New World Order and you're complying and you have one of these cars. And then suddenly you start waking up because you realize you've been enslaved, but it's too late. You suddenly go, I remember conspiracy theorists like Time for Judgment and maybe some other guy, Call for an Uprising. I remember that stuff. And now it's starting to ring a bell because my consciousness is still, it's starting to come to because I'm seeing this repetition, this pattern. I'm seeing that we don't have control over anything anymore, even our thoughts and our emotions. And they realize that you're now becoming self-aware. So you're in a digital car because you've given into the system, and suddenly they could just list the digital car, your license plate, and change it to a vehicle number or whatever they want to do, or just put it in the system and pull you over and arrest you for whatever they feel like, not comply. I mean, there's so many things that they can do with this type of tech. People are like, oh, it's cool because we won't have to wait in the DMV line. Well, the DMV line is hell. But realistically, they want to push that narrative because they want you to get into, oh, it's faster, it's quicker. Just like 6G will be faster and quicker so we can transition it and then we can get more radiation. Oh, the digital license plate, the digital ID, it's all quicker, it's quicker, it's quicker, in a rush to get nowhere. Oh, so everything's quicker. And you're saying, well, I'll give up my privacy and I'll give up my freedoms, you know, because people just go, they don't care about that stuff. Now, what do they care where I am and what I'm doing? That's their mindset, because all of these elites come out and they're like, they dismiss it, which is just an obvious way of deflecting, right? They, oh, Bill Gates, oh, why would we want to track people? What? That's insane. Oh, okay. They only buy and sell, you know, they don't buy and sell. They just give your data. All your data that goes in, for starters, goes right to the government. So people are like, oh, who cares? That's good. Well, the government's spying on you. And you go, well, what do I care if the government's spying? Well, the government can blackmail you. The government can frame you. And people are like, oh, that stuff doesn't matter. But that's all put in place for what they're doing right now, so that they can come and they can come get you if you don't comply with what they're doing. They want full control over you. So California, it's not a surprise that they're doing a rollout with, you know, they already have these hackable license plates. And now Newsom is bragging about, he says, you know this, in a matter of months, we're finally going to have those digital wallets. You know, the ones that nobody asked for. And eventually, you know, after they test this out and they desensitize people to it, it'll become mandatory. They're waiting for the older generations to die off. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, a lot of things are happening geared towards the older generations. Why? Because they can't make it legal to have a digital ID when people will be like, well, a 70-year-old doesn't know how to use a computer. A 70-year-old doesn't know how to do the technology, right? So they need to desensitize people where they're not afraid of the technology. The more and more generations that are removed and now pushed into this just system of technology and control, it'll just be as normal as going to the DMV to get a license. People will just be like, yeah, well, I don't know anything different. It's just digital ID. So first they'll desensitize people. They'll see how many people willingly go to this, and then eventually they'll force you into it. So Newsom's bragging. He says, we're finally going to get those digital wallets where you can get your driver's license on a digital wallet, and we're going to do it like no other state has done it. There's only a few that have, but there's issues. Ours, we think, will be next level. We're so excited about what the DMV can look like. I mean, this guy who looks like, you know, the Joker from the cartoons, I mean, this guy is just as wicked and as awful as they get. It's amazing. I mean, I have a feeling that this guy's going to be put into power as president. If it's not him, it'll be Michael Obama. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, back to the story. The digital wall, when they talk about it, we all know what that means. Think about all the stuff with crypto and blockchain. The digital wallet will be in your body. It'll be encoded into you. So will your digital ID. So will all these other things, where all your personal records will be in you. And that's one of the reasons we constantly hear about cybersecurity, cyber hacks. You know, every day on the radio, if you put the radio on, whatever state you're in, you'll hear, somebody stole my personal identity. Oh, get this thing to block it. It's not about selling those products. It's about getting you this into your head about attacks, cyber attacks, personal attacks in your bank account, your social security, somebody's pretending to be you, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not at that point yet where it's going to start coming rapidly, but it's going to be here. At some point, there's going to be a massive false flag with bank accounts hacked and all this stuff online, where they're going to say, look, the safest way to do it is to have this stuff in you. The people can't hack you, but in reality, they can. The government can. They'll tell you that nobody can hack you. And, you know, they won't have to worry about the boogeyman in Russia, the boogeyman in the cave. I mean, it's mind control at its finest. So California, no surprise, now rolling out the digital license, which soon will be mandatory. Again, all the states are going to eventually have this option. And as older generations go and younger generations, you know, age and pass, you know, technology onto their kids, they won't even know anything of, oh, there was a hard copy of a license. Won't even be a thought in anyone's mind. It'll just be mandatory to have the digital license, just like the digital passport and the digital everything. All this stuff, again, will be in you. And it'll be hackable, just like the digital license plates. A reminder, check out the website, atimeforjudgment.com, if you haven't. There's a lot of great stuff up over there. Anyone wondering about Lisa Marie or wanted to hear theories on it, I have video up over there. Exclusive content only available on the website. The website, again, is $2.99 a month. It's troll-free. It keeps the trolls out. If it was free, it would be swamped with people trolling. I guarantee you, you know, in the beginning trial runs of it, we saw it happening. So the website is it's troll-free. There's exclusive content, and the forum itself is worth it. There's tons of stuff being shared. I'm learning stuff from other people. There's stuff, stories that I wouldn't see. If you want to share stuff with me, you can do it on the website. If you want to share stuff with everyone, obviously including me, you do that on the website. You want to fellowship or interact with other like-minded people, you do that on the website in the forum. It's constantly active. It is not a dead forum. There are people posting every few minutes in the forum. There's millions of posts already in the forum over the last couple of years of having the website. So definitely check it out if you haven't. Reminder, sub to my backup channels as well, Time for Justice. And please make sure you subscribe to, if you haven't already, United Uprising. That is a cool gamer channel for the time being, but this is how I build channels out. So please do so now. I thank you again for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless you and your families.